Well, Christian, as we look at what's happening on our markets, we're just going to throw our listeners for a loop because normally we talk to you on a Friday, and here it's a Thursday. A lot of reports coming out. We'll look first on the grains perspective with those export numbers coming in. Announcements early this morning of some big corn purchases, and then the overall three-week numbers that we missed because of the government shutdown.
Yeah, there were a lot to digest, and they don't break it down per week. They just give you the one big number. So 179.3 million bushels for corn, larger than the trade was expected. That gave us a boost early on. Since then, the market has set back a little bit. But keep in mind, we are now very well price competitive with Brazil and even Ukraine as far as exports go. And if you can continue these type of numbers, then we might be understating the export target by as much as 100 million bushels. So we actually even sold 29 million bushels for next year, which is a good start. So while the government was shut down, people were definitely in there looking at buying. And you know, it does make sense with the prices where they are compared to where they were that we should be picking up demand, because if we're not picking up the demand, you know, basically price has to work a lot lower. So I think maybe we've hit a kind of a happy medium, at least for now.
And with the way the dollar's been trading as well, that's done a lot of enticing of buying.
Yeah, and actually the dollar has firmed up the last few days. But in general, when we hit, we went down on the dollar index below 79 for a day or two there. It's firm back up a little bit, but in general, it's still a very low number. Beans are also had a very good number, 174.2. The crush margins are still pretty good. They're sitting back a little bit today, but in the U.S., they're still pretty good. And China's bean numbers are still over $20 a bushel, so it still makes sense for them to be looking at buying our beans.